Welcome to Harmony and Improvisation with Dub Pierce, a podcast dedicated to helping musicians of all levels to play better music. Join us in these upcoming episodes as we explore the ins and outs of major diatonic harmony. Visit us at harmonyimprov.com. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. Subscribe on YouTube and your favorite podcast platform. Partner with us at patreon.com/harmonyimprov. Welcome once again to Harmony and Improvisation. Thanks for joining us.
Welcome to the second episode of Harmony and Improvisation. And I'm just going to pick up where we left off last time, try to keep it moving along. We're going to do a little bit of review, and then we're going to start launching into rote memorization of major keys. A couple things I didn't mention last time. One is that one of the places that I hope that this will go in terms of being used would be with teachers, private teachers and classroom teachers, anybody who either wants a support video or support information or maybe a different point of view on how to teach what we call music theory, at least initially, or, you know, just teachers who want to embellish what they're teaching in their classrooms or in their private lessons. I encourage teachers to use this any way you want. The term music theory it scares a lot of people. Harmony improvisation is a study of music theory, but I want to emphasize that I don't think that music theory, as it is often taught, is a list of rules that must be adhered to. I look at the study of harmony or music theory as a list of recipes for sounds. The one we're looking at now is major scales, and we're looking at major note sets. And those major note sets all sound the same, but are different note sets. They contain the same sets of intervals, but they are different named note sets. And those things exist in all of music, no matter what genre that you want to jump into or that you want to apply this to. Also, the way that I teach is going to leave out a big thing that I think a lot of theory teachers are going to look at and go, well, why don't you talk about the circle of fifths? Circle of fifths is something that it's a fun mathematical way to look at how music is constructed and how notes and intervals and scales and note sets and chords all apply to one another. In particular, music theory classes often teach the circle of fifths as one of the integral ways that you learn keys. I don't think that it's necessary. I think the circle of fifths is probably more applicable after you've done some rote memorization. Once you know major keys, once you know major note sets, the notes that are called in major keys, I think you can look at the circle of fifths and go, oh yeah, oh, that's interesting, cool, move on. The circle of fifths can be thought of like a slide rule for keys, things like that, or slide rule for relationships between chords, things like that. I can't tell you the last time that I saw on a bandstand, particularly in any improvisational situation where, you know, somebody said, okay, you know, circle of fifths, let me think through my keys to figure out how to play this tune in the key of A. No, it just doesn't exist. We're going to rote memorize. All right, so let's move on. excuse me for my throat again. I'm still getting over a little bit of the remnants of the 2020 flu. Let's review a little bit. Last time, in the first one, we learned three keys. We learned the key of C major, C, D, E, F, G, A, B, the key of C flat major, C flat, D flat, E flat, F flat, G flat, A flat, B flat, and the key of C sharp major, C sharp, D sharp, E sharp, F sharp, G sharp, A sharp, and B sharp. For those of you watching the YouTube video, you can see the graphic. But for those of you who are listening to the podcast, what I'm hoping that you will do, because I think this is really useful, is kind of in your mind's eye, envision a word. Think of a word as the spelling of these keys. Each note set or key or scale is just seven notes. We remember phone numbers very easily with seven notes and even with prefixes, things like that. But so these seven notes are going to be really easy for you to remember, and we're going to take it one set of keys at a time. What's going to happen is over the course of the next few short podcasts, you're going to learn, for instance, today, an A flat major note set and an A major note set. You're going to learn those side by side. So you're learning two keys at once. Then we're going to do B flat and B. Then we're going to do, we've already done C, C flat, and C sharp. Then we're going to do D flat and D. And then we're going to do E and E flat. And then we're going to do F and F sharp. And then we're going to do G and G flat. That will cover all relative major keys that you're going to ever run into for the most part. So in a way of kind of setting up a way for you to do this, I want you to envision the word that we learned last time, C, D, E, F, G, A, B. Think of that in your head. It's just whatever font you want on a white piece of paper. C, D, E, F, G, A, B. C, D, E, F, G, A, B, C. C, B, A, G, F, E, D, and C. Once again, C, D, E, F, G, A, B, C. Simple, right? Let's do the other two simple ones that are related to C. C flat. C flat. D flat. E flat. F flat. G flat. A flat. B flat. C flat. C flat. B flat. A flat. G flat, F flat, E flat, D flat, and C flat. Simple. C sharp. There's your C. C sharp. One half step above C. C sharp, D sharp, E sharp, F sharp, G sharp, A sharp, B sharp, C sharp, C sharp, B sharp, A sharp, G sharp, F sharp, E sharp, D sharp, C sharp, C sharp major. If we were learning how to read these keys, we would be concerned with key signatures, which on a musical stave, which is the five-line thing, whether it's a treble clef or a bass clef, you see that you've got you would have for C, you would have no sharps and no flats on the staff. For C flat, you would have seven flats written in, and for C sharp, you would have seven sharps written in. Simple. But for now, what I'm trying to get you to do is hear, see a word in your head, and relate those tones with that word. We're going to switch now to the lesson for today, which is A and A flat major. Bear with me just a second. So, when we looked at C, we didn't talk about the intervals that each one of these, just a second ago, we didn't talk about the intervals that each one of these notes in the note set are. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, and 7. We'll jump onto that because we did that last time. We'll jump onto that with A and A flat. You're going to learn A and A flat now, and we're going to relate it to the tones or the interval names within the major note set. We'll start with A major. A, B, C sharp, D. Sorry about the airplane for those of you who are listening. For some reason, they just decided to dive bomb where I am. Start that again. A, B, C sharp, D, E, F sharp, G sharp, A, descending, A, G sharp, F sharp, E, D, C sharp, B, and A, A major. A is the one. A above that, the octave above, is also the one, but it's the eighth note of the scale. It just happens to be the same tone, an octave above the A. A is the one. B is the two. C sharp is the three. D is the four. E is the five. F sharp is the six. G sharp is the seven. And A is the octave. A, G sharp, F sharp, E, D, C sharp, B, A. Now, if you want to know how we call this key, the key A has three sharps. Those sharps are C sharp, F sharp, and G sharp. The third interval, A, B, C sharp, is sharped. Four and five are natural notes. The six is F sharp, and the seven is G sharp. Knowing these interval names is as important as knowing the note names, because after we learn keys, we're going to start looking at intervals and triads. Intervals would be a major second, A to B, a major second, A to B, a major third, A to C sharp, a major third, A to C sharp, a perfect fourth, A to D, a perfect fourth, A to D, a perfect fifth, A to E, a perfect fifth, A to E, a major sixth, A to F sharp, a major sixth, A to F sharp, a major seven, A to G sharp, A to G sharp. Those are all ascending intervals. Second, third, fourth, fifth, sixth, seven. Okay, so now let's go to A flat. Again, the word A, B, C sharp, D, E, F sharp, G sharp. A, B, C sharp, D, E, F sharp, G sharp. A flat major. Now, interesting, if you'll think back to the key as C, C sharp, and C flat, all we did was make all those natural notes in C, C, D, E, F, G, A, B, make them all sharped for C sharp, make them all flatted for C flat. Now, it's sort of the same thing when we go from A major note set to A flat major note set. The natural notes in A major, which are A, B, D, and E, are all going to be flatted. And the sharp notes in A major, C sharp, which is the third, F sharp, which is the sixth, and G sharp, which is the seventh, those are all going to be natural notes. Let's test it out. There's your A. We're going to go to A flat. A flat, B flat, C, D flat, E flat, F, G, A flat, A flat, G, F, E flat, D flat, C, B flat, A flat. See the word. A flat, B flat, C, D flat, E flat, F, G, A flat. See the word. Now remember, in A it was A, B. Well, those are both going to be flatted. A flat, B flat. A, B, C sharp. That C sharp is now going to be a C. The D and the E, the fourth and the fifth of the A note set, are going to be D flat and E flat. The six and seven, which were sharped, F sharp and G sharp in the key of A major, are now going to be natural. F and G. You're also hearing a rooster, I know. I'm sorry. A, A, B, C sharp, D, E, F sharp, G sharp, A, A, G sharp, F sharp, E, D, C sharp, B, A, A flat, A flat, B flat, C, D flat, E flat, F, G, A flat, A flat, G, F, E flat, D flat, B flat, C, B flat, A flat. Let's do that descending again. A flat, G, F, E flat, D flat, C, B flat, A flat. So the A in A major becomes A flat. The B in A major becomes B flat. The C sharp in A major becomes C. The D flat in A major becomes D flat. The E in A major becomes E flat. The F sharp in A major becomes F. The G sharp in A major becomes G. Very simple way to learn two keys at once. Very, very easy to memorize. And if you think about it, we've done C and we've done A and A. We've done C, C sharp, D, C flat, A and A flat. We only have B, D, E, F, and G keys to go. Five more of these lessons that will get you there. We'll always review a little bit, but you within a very short amount of time, you can learn 15 major note sets with no problem. What we're going to do with this is we're going to study intervals, triads, four note chords within each note set. And that's going to give you a real strong understanding of what's called diatonic theory or diatonic harmony. We're going to go in depth and we're going to branch off a little bit here and there and look at the four major chord types in triads and in four note chords. And you're going to see that those four major types of triads and four note chords exist in every major key that we're going to study. Very easy to do. All right, that's it. We'll leave it at that for now. And thank you for spending the time with me. We'll pick it up next time. We'll do B major and B flat major.